Hello, Larry was a short-lived sitcom that aired on NBC from 1979 to 1980, remembered more for its troubled production and critical panning than for its content. Starring McLean Stevenson, best known at the time for his role as Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on MASH, the show was part of NBC's effort to revitalize its struggling primetime lineup in the late 1970s. The premise revolved around Larry Alder, a radio talk show host who moves from Los Angeles to Portland, Oregon, to raise his two teenage daughters after a divorce. The show attempted to blend the charm of family sitcoms with the professional chaos of Larry's job as a radio personality, but it never quite found the right tone or audience. This is TV Casualty. Hello, Larry. From its inception, Hello, Larry carried the burden of expectation. NBC heavily promoted the show and even positioned it as a semi-spin-off of the more successful Different Strokes, with crossover episodes that featured the Drummond family. This move was a clear attempt to boost ratings, but it came across as gimmicky. Despite the network's hopes, viewers and critics were unimpressed. The writing was widely criticized as flat and derivative, and Stevenson's character lacked the warmth and relatability that had made him a fan favorite on MASH. While the show occasionally touched on more serious issues like parenting, adolescence, and family dynamics, these moments were often undercut by inconsistent characterization and punchlines that fell flat. Behind the scenes, the show struggled with changes to the cast and premise. Several characters were written out or retooled between seasons, and attempts to reorient the show to appeal to a broader audience failed to address its core weaknesses. The daughters, played by Kim Richards and Krista Erickson, were often sidelined in favor of subplots that felt recycled from other, better shows. McLean Stevenson's performance, although earnest, couldn't rescue the show from its lack of identity. Despite lasting only two seasons, Hello, Larry gained an odd afterlife as a punchline for failed television experiments. It is often cited alongside other infamous flops, serving as a cautionary tale of how a strong lead actor and network backing are not always enough to guarantee success. The show's failure arguably cemented Stevenson's post-MASH career struggles and became emblematic of NBC's ratings woes in the pre-Cosby Show era. In retrospect, Hello, Larry stands as an artifact of late 70s television, awkwardly transitional, unfocused in tone, and notable mostly for what it failed to achieve.